Julia Fellow here alongside Telly Hughes. John will be back tomorrow to talk all about his grandbaby boy that he just visited in New York. Hopefully there's no flight issues. It'll be great though. But we wanted to talk to WTMJ's Adam Roberts. He's going to be talking about a Republican gubernatorial candidate proposing sweeping changes to the Wisconsin election process. Adam.
Yeah, this is Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, one of technically three Republicans currently in the race. There's a far-off third candidate that, I'm going to be honest, the name is escaping me at the moment, but also Tom Tiffany, the former congressman from northern Wisconsin. So Shulman has authored this four-point proposal, which I spoke with him about earlier today. And the key, there's four key points. The main one that sticks out is the abolishment of the body known as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which has the responsibility of doling out the governing of election law in our state. And in its place would be an elected official that would be voted on by the people. Shulman speaking with me earlier.
In the United States, we're always better off having things in the hands of elected officials with good, competent public servants helping to administer. And right now we have a system where there is no accountable elected official involved at all. In fact, when elected officials are asked, even at the state level, they kind of point fingers to administrators and appointed officials. And it just doesn't work.
So the way the system works right now is that the governor and state legislative leaders have the ability to appoint members of the body, of which the administrator is Megan Wolf. And there are several others. I believe it's a 6-member body that votes on matters. So you could have things that end in a 3-3 tie the way that it's set up right now. Also included in this proposal by Shulman would be the prohibition of the use of so-called central count locations. We have one not too far from where we're seated right here. It was at the Baird Center, I believe, for the 2024 election. Instead, Shulman says that election clerks would have the ability to process ballots the day before election day. We've heard a lot about the late-night so-called election ballot dump. When ballots come in at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and we don't get results often for state and national elections until super early the day after election day. This is a way to try to work around that. Also included in the proposal would be the moving of statewide elections, all of them, to fall. So right now we have elections for state Supreme Court and the state superintendent of public instruction that are held in spring. This would move all of those, both of those, to fall. Shulman cites low voter turnout for the spring elections, so it would move all of that under one umbrella. Now, obviously, this is going to require so much to happen. Number one, he's got to be elected governor, which none of this happens if unless
Step
he's not elected.
Step number one, get elected governor.
It's very important. Number two, moving all those elections would require a constitutional amendment in Wisconsin, which is its whole process in and of itself. And then the third thing I brought up with Shulman is that, as we've seen, anytime there's movement with election law, there's going to be legal pushback. Think about the state Supreme Court and its current liberal majority.
It seems like lawfare is now the way forward, aside from the politics. So I certainly will anticipate that moving forward. I fully anticipate that we will have county clerks from places that are not conservative who sit at the table and help inform what the reform looks like.
And we've seen matters like this before, particularly from GOP governor's candidates. Think Rebecca Clefish and Kevin Nicholson in 2022. They both offered mirrored proposals to this one. So we've seen it before under the premise of protecting election integrity. This is just the newest version of that move.
Wow.
First off, like you said, before we put the cart before the horse, let's just get elected first and then, because what you were saying is going to take a whole lot for them to have even more power. That's what it seemed like, because the comment that he said early on really struck me when he said that, yeah, the decisions will be put back in the lawmakers that you elected, but elected officials don't always have the right or the best answer at times. So you want to put more power in their hands, and I don't know.
More influence.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. But
it's interesting, because when I was going over the Marquette law poll that came out, I believe it was late last month, as far as when you look at gubernatorial candidates and you're a voter, who do you recognize and who do you really not know anything about? Showman pulled really high, like in the 80s, in terms of people who said, I don't know enough about this person to make a decision on whether I'd vote one way or another. And that's often due in part because policy issues aren't very clearly stated. And this would seem to be a move to try to get that number a little bit down by making it clear where he stands compared to someone like a Tom Tiffany on election integrity. And I know that Tiffany will likely respond to this measure in his own way.
WTMJ's Adam Roberts, thank you so much.
You bet.